Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we report the world, however difficult the issue, however hard to reach. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
ServiceNow unterstützt Ihre Business-Transformation mit der KI-Plattform. Alle reden über KI, aber die KI ist nur so leistungsfähig wie die Plattform, auf der sie aufbaut. Lassen Sie die KI arbeiten für alle. Beseitigen Sie Reibung und Frustration Ihrer Mitarbeiter und nutzen Sie das volle Potenzial Ihrer Entwickler. Mit intelligenten Tools für Ihren Service, um Kunden zu begeistern. All das auf einer einzigen Plattform. Deshalb funktioniert die Welt mit ServiceNow. Mehr auf servicenow.de/AI4People.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's all online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's betterhelp.com.
I'm hoping to create a new story out of the old story. I'm hoping to bring a new mythology to this 21st century time. I think we need it. We need fantasy, because the reality is disturbing.
Welcome to the documentary in the studio from the BBC World Service, the programme that follows the creative process of artists from around the world. I'm Sahar Zand, and in 2022, I followed British-Iranian artist Nazanin Moradi. Her multimedia work, defined by constant construction, deconstruction and reconstruction, has been exhibited nationally and internationally. Nazanin uses her artwork to question gender role in historical and popular culture. Working with her own body, she plays with political and erotic language to present provocative and often uncomfortable self-portraits, addressing the entrenchment of patriarchal norms and misogyny.
I think because I grew up with it. I saw it in my family, I saw it in my culture, I saw it in my relationships.
It's early March 2022, and over the next few months, I'll be following Nazanin's process as she embarks on an ambitious project. Today, I've come to her house in Chelsea, West London, to hear about her concept.
It's related to ancient cosmic story, Mesopotamian mythology. The story begins with two primary deities, Tiamat and Abzu. So they're mingling together, and Tiamat give birth to a new generation of gods. New gods, they were very noisy and destructive. Abzu thinks that they're planning to kill him. Actually, he was right. At the end, he was killed by them. Tiamat got angry, and she declared war. So she changed her form to dragon. She creates an army of monsters and dragons. And at the end, Marduk, the storm god, kills her. What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to kill the Marduk and give a life to Tiamat.
So in your version, you're actually changing the ending of this centuries-old mythology.
Exactly. And then maybe we wouldn't end up having a patriarchal society.
Nazanin is a multidisciplinary artist, and this project will consist of three main stages: costume making, interpretive dance, and painting. Nazanin starts by unpacking the fabric she'll be using to make her costume.
Tiamat transferred herself to a dragon, so by creating my costume, it's like I'm doing what she did.
This beautiful fabric.
How would you describe this fabric?
Even though it's very rough and hard material, but the coat on top of it is very smooth and reflective.
So it's like a metallic yellow.
I usually see Tiamat as a yellow dragon.
It's as if I'm looking at the skin of your dragon.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I love it. So this is the design.
A very tight corset on the top, sleeveless. Then you've got the wings.
It's going to have wings on shoulder and wings on hips. You know, Tiamat was very sexy in my imagination.
Nazanin stitches pattern blocks with her measurements to the fabric. She then starts cutting the fabric with a pair of scissors.
This part is the front part.
So the neckline is going to be a very low V-neck.
Yes. This part, I need to make it just slightly longer.
So it covers your crotch?
Yeah.
Were you ever taught how to make clothes?
No. I try to not follow any specific rules because I believe in a process, and my process always gives me a lot of possibilities. I trust my materials. I trust my moment with my materials.
It's early April 2022, and I've come to West London to meet artist Nazanin Moradi at her home again. It's been around 4 weeks since I saw her last. Hello!
Hello!
How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you.
And you? And you?
Give me a hug.
She tells me that the costume is finally finished, and today she's starting the second stage of her process. That's the costume.
Oh, that's a dragon skin. Yay. The material is very hard, as you see. It was difficult to create this circular curve. But look at the yellow one behind it. As this is the pattern cutting one.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it, you know. Just imagine when I wear it, it gives my body, it touches my skin and it gives some yellowish reflection to my skin, which goes inside.
I can really see what you mean about the whole process becoming a part of you, because like you won't really be able to see the inside, but you've actually paid a lot of attention about how you designed the inside of the costume. I wouldn't be surprised if I saw it on some kind of a futuristic cool catwalk. Yes. I mean, the color, of course, is that metallic yellow and it's reflecting its surrounding. It's very angular, very geometric.
I'm giving a Tiamat new personality. I'm giving her a new life. Now I'm going to wear the costume.
Oh, it's cold.
Tiamat is boring. I can feel the sensation. So it's already started, my physical body grasping this story, this upcoming movement.
I mean, you're definitely standing much taller now that you've put this on.
See?
You're looking at yourself in the mirror. What do you see?
This character is very sexy. It's very yellow, very powerful. It's going to rebel against the establishment.
In Nazanin's country of origin, Iran, women are second-class citizens. They have almost no rights when it comes to divorce, custody of children, and even travel. They also have no legal protection against domestic violence and sexual harassment, whilst also being banned from singing in public, having sex outside of marriage, or even showing more than their face and hands in public.
I think the reason I'm using my body is just to rebel against those nonsense constructions.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello. Vian, Saha.
Nice to meet you.
Do you like my costume?
Yeah, a lot.
It's like we're in a different planet.
So how do you know Nazanin?
I'm her best friend and always support her.
This step of her process is the performance. Nazanin will do an interpretive dance and her friend Vian will photograph it.
So basically, Vian, what we need to do, you need to sit here.
Nazanin is explaining to Vian to use the panorama effect on the iPhone.
So as soon as I'm moving, you need to move with my movement.
Okay. Why have you asked her to use the panoramic effect?
Because it distorts the image during your movement. Imagine that mythological war between these demons, dragons, and body parts, a lot of metals, blood, some unusual forms, characters. So I'm trying to create that moment. Now I'm going to start my performance. Some of the movement I have in my mind, or it's better to say I have it in my body, because, you know, our body has a memory.
So it's more of an exploration.
Yes. That's the challenge, and this is what I like, because I don't want to have a prescription for all my movement. I'm going into a war.
Okay, now.
Nazanin's movements are very spontaneous. Sometimes they're calm, sometimes they're quite aggressive. Sometimes she frowns, sometimes she smiles. She touches her costume a lot. It's almost animalistic. Is that done?
Yeah.
Oof. Well, that was intense.
That's the time when the communication between inside and outside is happening. Just you reach to that stage of ecstasy.
I mean, you don't look ecstatic, you look a bit drained. What happened? What changed?
When you're acting it and you're combining it with your experience, then it becomes something as you see it through my face.
What's next?
Next, I'm going to take this picture from Vian, transfer them into laptop, and see how I can play with them.
ServiceNow unterstützt ihre Business-Transformation mit der KI-Plattform. Alle reden über KI, aber die KI ist nur so leistungsfähig wie die Plattform, auf der sie aufbaut. Lassen Sie die KI arbeiten, für alle. Beseitigen Sie Reibung und Frustration Ihrer Mitarbeiter und nutzen Sie das volle Potenzial Ihrer Entwickler. Mit intelligenten Tools für Ihren Service, um Kunden zu begeistern. All das auf einer einzigen Plattform. Deshalb funktioniert die Welt mit ServiceNow. Mehr auf servicenow.de/AI4People.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp. As a podcast listener, you've heard from us before. Today, let's hear from our members about what online therapy has done for them.
I would recommend my therapist 1,000 times over. She has truly changed my life.
The day after my first session, my friends and family said I sounded like myself again for the first time in weeks.
You deserve to invest in your well-being. Visit betterhelp.com to see what it can do for you. That's better, help.com.
You're listening to the documentary In the Studio from the BBC World Service with me, Sahar Zand, and artist Nazanin Moradi. In 2022, I followed her process as she drew from her own experience of oppression and patriarchy to rewrite the history of misogyny by imagining an ancient mythology. It's early August 2022. It's been around 2 months since I last caught up with Nazanin about her project. Now I'm on my way to her studio in West London, as today she's about to start the next step of her project, the painting. After her performance, Nazanin went through hundreds of photographs and selected the ones that she believes brings out the monsters within the human form. Using Photoshop, Nazanin created several digital collages, further deconstructing the images. She then used those to create a series of stencils, which are now the source of inspiration for her subsequent oil paintings.
This stencil is my favorite stencil.
Why?
I have two legs and they're completely opposite of each other.
Mm.
There are like two forces pushing and pulling each other.
One of them is stood up and then the other is kind of falling, kneeling on the floor.
It's like a details very close up of this scene which Tiamat is slaying Marduk.
Nazanin is about to start her painting on a canvas measuring 120 to 150 centimeters and will be using the stencils to guide the process. Her primary medium is oil.
Now I'm selecting my color palette.
On your palette now, you've mixed all the colors. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 8 different shades of yellow, white, dark brown, and two different shades of kind of red. Tell me about this selection of colors.
These yellows are going to be for the outfit, and the pinkish color is going to be for the skin part. Now I'm going to take brushes.
That's very big. That's bigger than your hand.
But this is the one I use for priming my canvas.
Nazanin says that music plays a big part in her paintings and that throughout the entire process, which often takes her 3 to 4 weeks, she will only listen to one track over and over again.
When you're listening to a repetition, so it creates some sort of frequency for your mind that you can have more concentration on your painting.
She is applying various shades of yellow on the canvas now, very loosely, with big brushes. So this initial layer is very runny.
I like seeing colors splashing into each other. You can see a brush stroke. So I'm just trying to be, you know, playful with my brush and not rush into any outcome.
Nazanin and I step out for a quick break at her local coffee shop. Now in her late 30s, Nazanin left Iran back in 2006.
I always wanted to leave. I think whoever can just want to leave that country.
Why?
Because living in that oppressive, misogynistic country, it doesn't give you a freedom to express yourself, to be who I am right now.
Nazanin started painting from a very young age, which led her to study painting at Iran's Sureh University and later in 2016, receiving an MA in Fine Arts from the Chelsea College of Art in London.
I was always following the art movement in London. I'm talking about the time when I was, 15, 16. But my father was traveling to another countries and was bringing me different books about different artists. So I think my fascination about London started in that time.
What is it about the London art scene that attracted you so much?
Francis Bacon. He's my favorite artist. The distortion, the reality of human being. What I'm doing with my body is actually another form of his paintings. The metamorphosis is a common thing between us.
What do you mean?
Transforming the figure into another form.
While Francis Bacon's primary medium was paint, Nazanin is a multidisciplinary artist. And she tells me that this was prompted following a car accident 12 years ago.
I had near-death experience. I was in coma for 10 days. I saw a lot of colors, flashing colors, fluorescent colors, splashing into my face. And then I saw my body from the distance. I looked at myself differently since then. I realized that my body is nothing. But the essence which lives within our body, that's a very amazing thing.
How does that experience inform your art?
It's absolutely in my art. While I'm working on costume, so I'm making a body for myself. While I'm doing performance, I'm get to that realization that you're still alive because you're moving. At the end, we end up with no body. It's only the memory of that body stays forever.
What I'm hearing is your performance and the process is life, and the painting, all the memories that you leave behind once you die.
Definitely.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah.
We head back to the studio.
Now I'm going to put the canvas horizontal on the floor.
On the floor?
Yeah. And it's such a heavy canvas, as you see, it's aluminium.
Is there a reason you chose an aluminium canvas?
It gives me that hardness I want. So when I use the oil pasta, I'm picking oil pastels.
So you're picking the same colors as the ones on your oil paint palette?
Yeah, they're from same family. Oil pastel is the first medium I started painting. So oil pastel is always, for me, that medium, which takes me back to my childhood.
Nazanin creates rough outlines with the oil pastels on the canvas, and then she goes over them with a smaller paintbrush.
So the effect, it's like a drawing and painting together.
Really starting to see some of the shapes coming through.
A lot of movement.
Spray paint is another medium, and she'll use parts of the stencils as a guide.
Fluorescent yellow.
Why this color?
It gives this toxic reflection, ghostly and at the same time cosmic vision to the work.
It's clashing with everything else, and it's really bringing out this uneasiness, this tension in this scene. It's very loud.
What's next? I'm going to continue.
It's building on the layers.
Yes, until I think it's enough.
It's early October 2022, and it's been around 2 months since I last saw Nazanin. Now, for the last time, I'm heading back to her studio. Hello!
Hello.
Oh, wow, is this it?
Yeah, the underpainting layer evolved and then informed the overpainting layer.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. I mean, there are so many shapes overlapping one another, some more abstract than others, and parts of them are really standing out as their own individual entities, and parts of them are sort of dissolving, not just into the background, but the other entities.
Yeah, exactly. Those female characters, they're moving, they're actually, they're in action. They're in a combative state and they're closing up what's happening between them.
Where is the misogyny in all of this?
It's exactly there. What's happening in the middle of the painting is encapsulated, it's closed up by those two strong figures. That leg, for instance, you can see the masculinity when you compare it with the other leg next to it.
Yeah, it's so much bigger and thicker, quite masculine, but it's also like disappearing into the background.
Yeah.
So would you say the two powerful female figures crushing that masculine figure in the middle are Tiamat?
They are Tiamat, and they're saving the world. They're standing for their right.
When you look at this painting now, what feelings is it provoking in you?
Anger. Even though you don't see the anger in a painting, the characters are dancing, they're moving, so they're like spinning, and even the color palette, nothing's dark about it. But the anger is there because women of Iran right now, they are expressing their anger in the street. And I cannot be part of it. I cannot be there. So I try to express that anger within my painting.
The biggest anti-regime protest in years erupted in Iran. The movement was prompted by the murder of a 22-year-old woman called Mahsa Amini by the Islamic Republic's so-called morality police, after arresting her for not wearing her hijab properly. In the same way that George Floyd became a symbol of the Black Lives Matter movement, Mahsa Amini has now become the symbol of the fight against injustice and oppression in Iran. A fight which is being led by women. The government's response has been ruthless and deadly.
Women bodies have always played a center role, an ideological symbol for political oppression in that Islamic country.
So when I look at your painting, it's so similar to the footage that's emerging from Iran, from these huge protests. Women with their hair out, daring to come out, daring to dance publicly, freely, throwing their headscarves in bonfires. And of course, you started this process before this movement started.
Exactly, yeah. But that's the thing, you know, when I saw the movement started, I was like, oh my gosh, am I seeing my painting in reality?
How much of an impact has what's happening in Iran had on this painting?
The hair. It was in the early morning. So the movement happened the day before. Came to studio and the first thing which I started working was their hair. And the tool I used to create a texture, it's a metal, it's a screw. So I created this texture with a screw.
Why?
That's a form of expressing my anger.
Have you thought of a title for this painting?
What I thought was Cosmic War. And then when this movement started, I started changing my mind and thinking about women, life, freedom.
Women, life, freedom, yeah. Which is the slogan of the protesters
of
in Iran right now.
It is. You know, that's the things about the painting. You start with planning, but it's just a start point. Then it takes its own life, and then it goes to a place that you never thought about it.
Looking at this painting, what message do you think it conveys?
It conveys hope. It conveys that Tiamat will overcome all these frustration.
You've been listening to the documentary In the Studio from the BBC World Service with British-Iranian artist Nazanin Moradi. This program was presented and produced by me, Saharzand.
ServiceNow unterstützt Ihre Business-Transformation mit der KI-Plattform. Alle reden über KI, aber die KI ist nur so leistungsfähig wie die Plattform, auf der sie aufbaut. Lassen Sie die KI arbeiten, für alle. Beseitigen Sie Reibung und Frustration Ihrer Mitarbeiter und nutzen Sie das volle Potenzial Ihrer Entwickler. Mit intelligenten Tools für Ihren Service, um Kunden zu begeistern. All das auf einer einzigen Plattform. Deshalb funktioniert die Welt mit ServiceNow. Mehr auf servicenow.de/AI4People.
17 members of Zambia's national football squad have been killed in an air crash. The players were on their way to Senegal for a World Cup game.
When disaster struck Zambia's national football team in 1993, many thought that was the end of the country's international football dreams.
These guys had a desire to take us to the World Cup.
The whole country was mourning.
Instead, it was the beginning of one of sport's greatest comeback stories.
We have to go on. We can't give up. We don't give up in Zambia.
Amazing Sports Stories from the BBC World Service presents the four-part series, Copper Bullets. Listen now by searching for Amazing Sports Stories wherever you get your BBC podcasts.